You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
Hey, while others were asking the musical question, where have all the flowers gone? The flowers were here listening to better records. It's more lost time. And on this installment, I've only just noticed I got nothing from the 70s. Usually I play something from the 70s, but there's nothing here. From then, there's something from the 50s, 60s, 80s, and 90s, including a 20-year anniversary release by the Drop 19s. I can't believe it's 20 years since their record, Delaware, came out, which I guess I'll try to defend it. I don't know. There's a great early record here by Joe Jackson that you may have never heard, and I got a couple of rare garage singles that you're gonna love. But let's start with this Drop 19s thing. I get tired of championing this band. Listen, I play them because I like them. I'm probably not gonna turn anybody new around at this point. In the 90s, people made up their minds pretty fast, and I never really understood the snobbery. What I did understand, based on some secondhand stories, was tension around strong personalities in the band. And my buddy, Boston music writer Jay Breitling, he tried to reunite them this year to celebrate the anniversary of their first record, Delaware, but it never came close to happening. And how much of that was the commercial viability of it versus those strong personalities, I don't know. But it wasn't because of a lack of strong material. It really wasn't. So I want to play this single that's now pretty hard to find. From 1992, this is Nausea. Hey!
Thank you.
almost 30 years ago in 1983. That's Deep Wound, with a song that caused strong controversy among a small contingent of young, naive, hardcore punk fans, meaning a couple of my friends, as to how it could be titled Video Prick when clearly Charlie Nakajima is singing Video Dick. Either way, you can hear from that lead guitar sound a band, or at least a guitar player, interested in growing to do other things. That guy's Jay Maskus. Deep Wound's drummer played guitar on that one cut. The band evolved into Dinosaur. Jay Maskus became the lead guitar player in Dinosaur, you know that. And Lou Barlow played guitar in Deep Wound, but moved to bass for Dinosaur. So I want to play this old Joe Jackson single from 1980. His LP from 1980 was Beat Crazy, and in the UK, there was... I've never really been able to figure it out. I can't find anything on the internet to prove it, but I just vaguely recall that this single was a giveaway to promote that record. It has three cuts on it, not on that LP. But I eventually found a used copy of it. Kind of, it's a little beaten up, but it still sounds pretty darn good. And it's got a cover of Jimmy Cliff's The Harder They Come. Or The Harder They Fall? What is it? Anyway, I'm not going to play that track. What I'm going to play is this tune called Out of Style. And I'll play that, and then an old tune by The Embarrassment that I've been meaning to play here for months. But first, from 1980, and credited to the Joe Jackson Band, this is Out of Style.
Well, I wear this leather jacket just to try and beat the cold. Well, I know it's not the thing, but then it's all up to you. I'm sure you'll understand. But a 65-pound letter you just cannot throw away. So I'll wear it just from A to B, but not on Saturday. At the meeting of the cult, I'll be a different man. Out of style. That's what I hear them saying inside my head. Oh, yes, it looks real. We'll be right back.
from 1983 and their EP Death Travels West. That's The Embarrassment with Drive Me to the Park. And if that's your cup of tea, it's one of those songs that the first time you hear it, if you have kind of a where have you been all my life kind of moment. For me, I didn't discover The Embarrassment until the mid-90s. I was living in Seattle, and my friend Jarrett Paschal gave me a cassette of sort of odd tracks, sort of an odds and sods collection by The Embarrassment, and I heard that, and I just couldn't believe I'd never heard them before, and so I scraped together the records I could find, and that Death Travels West was one of them. It's downright inspiring. Speaking of inspiring, this is a perfect moment to hear from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff from Knight Rider. If you're over 18, you can vote, drive, and wonder what the younger generation is coming to. But you've also got to watch out for gum disease, the leading cause of tooth loss in adults. The bacteria that causes gum disease is plaque, a sticky, colorless film that constantly forms on the teeth. You can remove plaque by daily brushing and flossing, and if you combine that with regular professional cleanings, you can keep your teeth for a lifetime. This message is from your local dental society and the American Dental Association.
And now back to the music. There are a lot of bad names for bands, but it's hard to beat Twas Brillig. Twas Brillig were from Ely, Minnesota, and were originally called the Electras, which is not a great name, but it's about 5 or 10 times better than Twas Brillig. And I think that's a literary reference of some sort, and you may know what that is about. Let me know. Anyway, I'll say this. Twas Brillig's record, Dirty Old Man, is a lot better than their name, and good enough to have been released a bunch of times. It was out as a single by the Electras. It was released as a single by Twas Brillig twice, once on a label called Scotty that I'm not sure I've seen, and once on Date Records, each time with different B-sides. And while all those are hard to come by, weirdly, even though Dirty Old Man and at least one of the B-sides has been re-released on at least 3 compilations that I'm aware of, the compilations are almost as hard to come by as the original singles. Give a listen to it. It's a neat old garage rocker. This is from 1966 by Twas Brillig, Dirty Old Man.
Wait, little girl, I've got a few things to say. You feel overnight that you've fallen in love to stay. But girl, he's so much older than you, and how can he give you a love that's true? Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? He's nothing but a freewheeling girl stealing dirty old man.
Why, I've seen him around driving his XKE. Personality,
but underneath it all, oh, he's oh so wild. And remember, girl, that you're just a child.
Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see?
I'm not here to ask or beg or plead, girl, 'cause it's your life and you know what you need, girl.
Well, dirty old man, I've got a word for the wise. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size? Old man, why can't you face the truth? Your money can't buy you back your youth. Can't you see? Can't you see? Can't you see? You're nothing but a heart-throbbing, craving, rattle, dirty old man. A heart-rending, freeze-bending, mind-bending, dirty old man. A free-wheeling girl stealing time.
Thank you. gave my life for you, so much more. So give your love to me and open the door. I don't care what the people say, I need your love and your love today. My love, my love. You used to do things wrong, I hope you see the light. Not everything you did, girl, was always right. I hope you can see it my way. I'm tired of all your dirty play, my love. My love. I'm spoken the truth now, believe what you can. You better decide. Wrong, I hope you see the light. Not everything you did, girl, was always right. I don't care what the people say, I need your love and your love today. My love, my love, my love, my love, my love.
And that is Blue Banana from 1968 with, to the best of my knowledge, their only single called My Love. They were from Wichita, Kansas. And the sleeve shows this band that looks kind of like a cross between the Velvet Underground and Paul Revere and the Raiders. Though the B-side of My Love is actually a cover of the Bee Gees' Spicks and Specks. And a really good one at that. It's kind of a strange record. We've got time for one more. This record, I've been meaning to play it for a long time, but I've never been able to find a place to put it, so I may as well just sort of shoehorn it in here. This record kind of captured my imagination in a big way when I first got a hold of it in the mid-80s on a collection. I got it during a period when I was really obsessed with The Fall. This is not The Fall, but it's a Connie Francis single from 1957. But what I felt like I heard on it, it's one of her earliest singles. I think The Fall would do a great job covering it. It's got a weirdly unconventional song structure. It flows more like a Sun Ra single than a pop record. She had just turned 18 when she recorded it. So give this a listen. From June of 1957, this is Connie Francis with 18.
Ooh, got a funny feeling.
Rock, rock.
Things move so slow.
So appropriate. Can't stop the clock. Once again, it's just more lost time. The email address is morelosttime@gmail.com. Twitter is @morelosttime. This show is written and produced by Anita Tripp and Justin Utter. Thank you to Tony Nominee for staying late all week to engineer. Tell somebody about the podcast and win big cash and prizes. That's how karma works. And thank you for keeping track of More Lost Time.